Rights groups say as the number of dead children in Gaza is rising from the Israeli bombardment, so are the systematic attacks against children in the West Bank. Defence for Children International condemns Israeli policies that result in mass detention and abuse of Palestinian minors. The most recent case was the shooting and killing of 11-year-old Khalili Anati outside his home in the refugee camp near Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron.
Our investigation into the killing of Khalili Anati concludes that he wasn't killed during clashes, but rather by an Israeli soldier with a silencer on his gun. He was killed in cold blood. Clearly, the occupation is targeting children, and we can prove this. They also ignore basic human rights and international laws when they indiscriminately shoot or bomb an area, resulting in mass civilian casualties, the majority of which are children.
Shawan Jabarin from Al-Haq Human Rights Organization says using silencers by Israeli soldiers when shooting civilians are on the rise.
Our information about this child, he was killed when he used to play in front of his grandfather's house in Al-Fawr refugee camp in Hebron. And the soldiers, they were in the area and they used to shoot, but he got a bullet in the upper side of his body, and no one heard any sound for the bullet.
Jabarin says there's an ongoing investigation by Al-Haq about previous cases where children have been targeted in deliberate shootings by Israeli officers, which includes 17-year-old Nadim Nawara and 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Thair, who was shot dead during a protest to mark Al-Nakba Day on the 15th of May. Human rights advocates in the West Bank claim it is not only the indiscriminate killing of children and youths, but also the systematic arrests of children, which is on the rise. They claim there are now more than 300 children being held in Israeli jails, some without charge or trial. Nell Burton for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.